And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening and welcome to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, the dermatologist here on CJD 800. My name is Dan Spector with you here tonight, of course, in the company of Dr. Ronnie Monk. How you doing, Dr. Monk?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. So today we wanted to focus on a couple of things. And the first thing that we're going to focus on is a problem that so many people deal with. And that is acne. And man, I was just telling you a moment ago, like I had it so bad when I was a teenager and in high school, which is like obviously the worst time ever.
For sure.
For it to be that bad. And it was just brutal. I mean, I remember there was just so many things, so many appointments with dermatologists, so much going on. And I'm sure like a ton of people experienced this. And if you have any questions in regards to acne, maybe you're experiencing it now, maybe you're looking into different treatments and you have questions for Dr. Monk, feel free to weigh in. 514-800 is the text in number. You can call as well. But if you want to text, it's 514-800. Questions about acne, questions about skin. Dr. Ronnie Monk is here over the next hour to answer those questions for you. So let's get to the start with the beginning with acne, I suppose. Where does it come from? What causes acne?
That's a great question. Before we go into the causes, I mean, acne is so common. It's been shown that about 50% of everybody in the world at some point in their life will get acne.
I would feel like it'd be even more.
Probably.
And who are these people that have never had it?
Probably. Everybody gets pimples here and there.
Right?
And I mean, the majority of people get it in their teenage years and in their 20s. But I mean, it's been shown that, you know, acne is a chronic condition and it can even last into your 30s, into your 40s. It's no longer thought of as a teenage condition. Mm-hmm. It is a chronic condition. And that's something important that people have to understand. So I get all these people in their 30s, 40s, you know, my acne is still going on. What's happening? I have a hormone problem. I have some sort of other issue. But I tell them, you know, it's a chronic condition. So the main cause of acne, I mean, the reason people get acne is because they have clogged pores. Mm. So when your pores are clogging, and that's more of a genetic problem, it's in the family, you're just prone to clog your pores. Basically, your oil cannot get out of the pore. And when your oil can't escape the pore, those pores basically enlarge, become bigger, and then you run into, you know, you get bigger pimples, you get some with pus inside. But that first problem where you get lots of whiteheads, blackheads, block pores, that's really the underlying problem with acne. And then you hear a little bit about the bacteria, Propionibacterium acnes, which is a bacteria that lives in the pores and in the hair follicles. It does play a role in acne because when the oil can't escape that pore, you know, it kind of inflames the bacteria. The bacteria starts releasing inflammatory mediators, and that causes more inflammation, more bigger pimples, and that can eventually lead to scarring. Mm. So that's kind of what's going on in the skin in acne. But really, what a lot of treatments focus on is unblocking that pore and the hair follicles.
So is it really mostly just genetics? Because I know there's all kinds of rumors that have gone around, like if you touch your face with something greasy, or, you know, like I remember that old commercial from the 90s, the guy was like, oh, people say I eat too many chocolate bars. Remember that one?
Yes, I do. You know, a lot of people think diet plays a big role in acne, and there's been lots of studies on it, and actually, it's been disproven. Diet plays a minimal role in acne. Mm-hmm. More recently, though, there have been reports showing very, very sugary foods. So candies, chocolates, things that are high in carbohydrates or those very, very sugary foods. They spike your insulin levels, and that can actually play a little bit of a role in acne. Hmm. But it's not the cause. I mean, the cause, it's not only genetic, but like I said, you clog your pores. So if you're putting grease on your face or oils on your face, those contribute to clogging the pores and mm-hmm. worsening your breakouts.
Right.
But it's not only genetics, but genetics do play an important role.
What about sweating?
Yes, I mean, same principle. If you sweat a lot, then for sure, you know, the sweat can clog your pores and worsen acne. So a lot of people will tend to break out more in summer months, especially on their forehead, when they tend to sweat more and clog their pores more and get more acne. So for sure, it contributes.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your skin questions. If you have any, 514-800, if you want to send us a text message, dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk is here. Until 8 o'clock, you can visit his website at monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. Right now, we're focusing on acne. what's causing it, how you could treat it, and everything else. So let's get into that next aspect. What are some of the treatments available? Because I know there's a lot of different options.
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing I always do with every patient I see is you got to categorize the type of acne. So do they have only blocked pores, whiteheads, blackheads, or do they have more inflammation and more, you know, larger pimples, some pustules? Those are those, you know, pimples with pus inside. Mm-hmm. Some people get bigger nodules, cysts, scars. So the first step is really categorizing the acne. And the treatments depend on what type of acne they have. So if somebody presents to my office and they just have a lot of blackheads, whiteheads, I mean, the treatments are really aimed at unblocking the pores. So stuff like different creams, such as retinol creams or vitamin A derivative creams, are probably the best topical agents to really unblock the pores. There's physical treatments I do in my office. So I do a great treatment called Silk Peel that actually is a combination of a microdermabrasion, which tends to help unblock the pores manually.
What is that? What's a microderm?
So a microdermabrasion is basically a little crystal tip that we kind of rub all along the surface of the skin. It's a very gentle treatment. There's no pain associated. There's no downtime. And all it does is it removes the kind of very superficial dead skin layers, as well as opens up the pores. So somebody who's really prone to clogged pores, it's really beneficial because you're going to eliminate a lot of those whiteheads and blackheads. But what's really nice about Silk Peel is when those pores are open, it infuses some salicylic acid, which gets deep into the pores and actually is very helpful for drying up larger pimples and pustules. So you're getting a dual benefit of unclogging the pores and infusing the salicylic acid. So it's just a great treatment I do in my office that has no downtime and is very effective for helping improve your acne. Not the only options.
Okay, surely. There's many more.
Before we go on further, I mean, please. I would just say, so it depends on the type of acne. If you have blocked pores, we unblock them. If you have a lot of inflammation, we use anti-inflammatory agents. And that can range from cream antibiotics, oral antibiotics. There's hormone pills like oral contraceptives for women that have some hormonal aspect in their acne. And if it's really, really severe acne, I mean, another alternative is always Accutane.
Yeah, Accutane, that pill that you take for, what is it, like a year or something?
Not that long. I mean, you take it, usually the average is about 4 to 6 months, but it is the strongest treatment out there for severe scarring acne, and it is super effective at exfoliating the skin and clearing up acne. I mean, there's nothing like it, but there's lots of side effects to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you do need frequent blood test monitoring because it could affect your liver, and it could raise your cholesterol, and it can affect your mood. So, I mean, there's a lot of monitoring that goes on with Accutane, but for some people, I mean, they need it because they just have so much scarring and acne's impacted their life in such a tremendous way that they need the Accutane.
And then is it permanent? Like once you finish the Accutane, like it's done, it never comes back?
So, you know, acne is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And a third of patients after having done Accutane will clear their acne and never need another prescription for acne. But 2/3 will. And about another third, you know, their acne comes back. It's pretty mild. We could control them with creams and different treatments we offer, and another third may need a second course of Accutane. So it's unpredictable, but it, you know, Accutane is not the only option for severe scarring acne. I don't know if you've ever heard of photodynamic therapy.
I have not.
So that's another treatment that's great that I do at my office. And I get a lot of patients coming to see me that, you know, don't want to take pills, don't want to be...
It's intimidating.
It is, because there are side effects. Yeah. And, you know, the pills do affect you internally. And so I don't blame people for not always wanting to take pills, although they are helpful. So photodynamic therapy is another good option. And it's basically a combination of a cream that I apply in my office. Patients typically will wait 1 to 3 hours with the cream on their skin, and then they go under a red light for about 10 minutes per side of their face. And what it does is that light will activate the cream. It gets into the bacteria that causes acne and actually will kill the bacteria, as well as get into all the oil glands and shrink down those oil glands. And so that's a treatment that is safe, that is super effective for reducing inflammatory acne. And there's a lot of aesthetic benefits to it as well. It helps improve the texture of the skin. It helps with scars. It helps with marks. So that's a tremendous treatment I do for people that really don't want to take medicine and that really want to clear their acne.
More with Dr. Ronnie Monk, dermatologist, coming up, and more of your questions as well. If you want to get in, 514-800. Send us a text message, and we're talking about acne, the different treatments available. And yeah, if you want to ask a question, once again, 514-800. You can visit Dr. Ronnie Monk on the web at monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. He's here until 8 o'clock. Seven 18 on CJD 800. Welcome back. My name is Dan Spector, and you're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. He's a dermatologist. He's here till 8 o'clock to answer your questions. MonkMD is his website if you want to visit, munkmd.com. And we're talking about acne right now and what happens, how it's caused, how you can prevent it, how you can get rid of it. I wanted to ask Dr. Ronnie Monk, should you be popping them or should you not be popping them?
You should not be touching your pimples. If you pop your pimples, all you're doing is inducing more inflammation in the pimple, mm-hmm. and that can worsen the risk of scarring. Mm-hmm. So that's the ultimate goal we're trying to prevent with acne, because we all know that acne can scar the skin. And once you have a scar, scars are permanent.
Really?
So we want to prevent that. Now, there are things we can do to improve scarring. You know, I get a lot of people coming to see me to improve their scars, and they had acne when they were in their teens and 20s, and now they're in their 50s and they want to improve their texture. So I do a great laser in my office. It's a fractionated resurfacing. Basically what I tell patients is it takes off a layer of skin, mm-hmm. drills little holes into the skin to stimulate that collagen, and you get that collagen remodeling. It tightens and it improves the texture and the overall appearance of the skin. So that's definitely something that people can do if you're conscious about your scars and you want to improve your skin texture. Not just one treatment, it's multiple sessions, but it's really minimal downtime. It's about 2 to 3 days of being a little bit red, a little bit of scabbing here and there, but the skin heals really quickly and patients are overall very satisfied with it.
Very interesting. Let's get to some of the listeners' questions here. We've got one from Elijah out in Montreal. Elijah, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Elijah? Never mind. Elijah. Let's get to another one. We've got Mark. Mark's on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I would like to just break from that subject and talk about the sun for a minute. Could you say which would be the better sun protective factor, the sprays or the lotion?
So it's a good question. You know, I'm not a huge fan of those sprays just because their application is quite unpredictable. It's been shown in many, many studies that you spray a certain area of your skin, let's say your arm, and there's some areas on the arm that are going to get much more sunscreen than other areas. So the actual application and the quantity of the sunscreen that you're going to get with a spray is not as predictable compared to a cream or a lotion. That being said, I've said it on my other radio shows, the SPF is not the most important factor in mm-hmm. a sunscreen. The ingredients are by far the most important. What I tell people is always look for physical blocking or mineral sunscreens. Things with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, in my opinion, those are the two best sunscreen ingredients. And your sunscreen should definitely be SPF 30 and above, but it's not the most important thing, although it is important.
It is a good question. Thank you for the question, Mark. Some more of your questions on here on the text board. Somebody asking about blackheads on his nose. He says, I'm a 33-year-old male and I perspire a lot. I also work out a lot, which doesn't help. How can I control these blackheads on my nose?
Yeah, so the most effective creams for blackheads, blocked pores, are really those retinol or those vitamin A derivative creams. I get people to use them on their whole face at bedtime. They help exfoliate the skin. They unclog the pores. Not the only option. I mean, there's other creams with either benzoyl peroxides or salicylic acids that also helps to unblock the pores. And like I mentioned, I do, you know, you could do some microdermabrasion or some silk peeling, and that often really helps to unblock pores when you're prone to it.
Someone else was asking, what can you do to prevent acne? Is there anything you can do?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you've had a little bit of acne in the past and you want to prevent it, again, those creams that I mentioned with either retinols or benzoyl peroxide are really effective. You know, benzoyl peroxide's pretty irritating on the skin, so I would understand why somebody may not want to use that on a regular basis. But retinol creams are fantastic. They're anti-aging, they help build collagen, they help with wrinkles. I mean, I give them to a lot of my cosmetic patients that just want to improve their overall texture and wrinkles and sun damage. But they're actually meant for acne because they exfoliate our skin and prevent our pores from blocking up. So there's nothing like retinol creams for acne. They are the best at preventing.
But some of those creams, they kind of like, what do they do to your skin? Like, how do they do it?
Well, retinol creams, you know, when you first start a new retinol, they do irritate the skin.
Yeah.
And you tend to be red and peely for the first, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks when you start a new retinol.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing is they're exfoliating your skin. So actually, that's why you're irritated, is because they're removing off those dead skin cells. And so naturally, those are going to irritate your skin. But the skin is funny, and it adapts to the retinol. And after you've used it for a month or two, you no longer will be dry or peely. I mean, you'll be used to it. The skin gets used to it pretty quickly. So as long as you bear that first month or 4 to 6 weeks of irritation with the retinol, I mean, you can use it on a long-term basis and it'll just keep your skin pretty clear.
Okay, you're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. He's a dermatologist. He's here in studio. If you have a question for Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-800 is the text-in number, 514-790-0800. If you want to give us a call, he's here until 8 p.m. You can visit him online at munkmd.com. You can make a cosmetic appointment with him at 514-937-2757. Another question on the text board. I love this one. Everybody hears about these, like everybody has their own home remedy, right?
For sure.
For getting rid of acne. There's just so much stuff that you hear that you hear from your mother, your grandmother, or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody says, is toothpaste good overnight? And this is something I've heard. Put toothpaste on it overnight. Is that good to get rid of a pimple?
You know what? I have to admit, I have not heard that one.
Oh, no?
But I mean, maybe it would work because it may have a drying effect on the pimple, kind of like alcohol or isopropyl alcohol would have on a pimple. But actually, I wouldn't think it's a good thing because toothpaste is quite thick. And when you're acne prone, you put something thick on your skin, it's going to cause more breakouts.
Oh.
So I get so many patients coming to see me and they try their oils, their tea tree oil, their any oil you could think of. And they say they read about it and it improves their acne, and I get them off the oils. It is so important. Your skincare products are super important when you have acne prone skin. You got to be using things that are light, lotions better than creams, things that are oil-free. I mean, you're so sensitive to break out and clog your pores, you need to be using the lightest things that aren't going to break you out and clog your pores. So, you know, we go through a whole thing in my office. You come see me for acne, I get you in with my skincare specialist, and she really goes through the products and gets you on a good skincare routine. Super important.
All right, more of your questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk. Let's get back to the phone lines. Raj is on the line. Raj, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I have a pretty, I would say, moderate amount of acne, and the only way I was able to control it was by using Proactiv. And, I mean, it helped, but what I'm seeing right now is my skin has pretty much darkened. Like, I'm much darker than I used to be, my face only. Is this some kind of a side effect of Proactiv, or is there something I can do to prevent the skin darkening like that?
Thanks, Raj.
So that's a great question. You know, the darkening of the skin is not a side effect from the Proactiv. It's actually when darker skin types develop any inflammation, including pimples, when those pimples resolve, it's very normal and natural to get a dark spot. And that's kind of a downfall of having darker skin. So I tell people it's not a scar, it's not permanent, it's temporary, but what you got to do is you got to avoid the sun, because the sun will darken those dark spots and then they'll just last forever.
Wow.
So that's the first thing. And then there's brightening creams. You get into a good brightening cream to help brighten your skin and fade those dark spots. And they do go, however, it takes a long time to go. But the most important thing is sunscreen. Now, for those who don't know, Proactiv is 2.5% benzoyl peroxide. That's all it is. So it's a good product for acne, but actually there's better than that. So there's a lot of even over-the-counter things at the pharmacy, there's 5% benzoyl peroxide you can purchase, which is actually double the strength of Proactiv. A lot of people don't realize that. And then, like I said, I mean, really to unblock the pores and the most effective things, I love benzoyl peroxide, don't get me wrong, but retinol creams have to be added to that, because those are the first line treatments in unblocking the pores and treating acne.
I remember those proactive commercials. Man, they were aggressive, huh?
Yeah,
in the campaigns, is it just like celebrity endorsements?
For sure. And I do think, look, it is a great product. It's 2.5% benzoyl peroxide, but there's a lot of similar products and even better products than proactive out there. So I'm sure proactive would help you if you have acne, but there's a lot of people where they don't get enough help and they come see me and we get them on the proper stuff.
You are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Munk, dermatologist. You can visit him online at munkmd.com, munkmd.com. And you can also make a cosmetic appointment with him by calling him at 514-937-2757. If you have a question for Dr. Munk, 514-800 is the text-in number, 514-790-0800. If you want to give us a call, Dr. Ronnie Munk here till 8 o'clock, and there are quite a few more questions, and we will get to some of them, and happy to hear yours too. So let's get to another one here on the text board. Good evening, smiley face. I have really nasty acne on my jawline. They're internal ones that I can't pop them, shouldn't pop them anyway, says the good doctor. And Bumpy, I started taking Yasmin birth control. It's been 3 weeks now, but I haven't seen any change. Do you think... has anything to do with the pills?
So that's a good question. So first of all, jawline acne in a woman is my first clue for possibly having a hormonal underlying cause.
Oh.
So that's a good clue that maybe the hormones should be checked, especially if you have a history of not having regular periods. It's not a bad thing to check the hormones with a simple blood test. That being said, oral contraceptives like Yasmin, Yaz, Aless, Diane 35, Tricycline, those are all very good for acne. Problem with them, like for any other treatment for acne, they do not work quick. So because you've only been on the pill for 3 weeks and you're still breaking out, that's actually quite normal. It takes about 3 to 4 months after starting a new oral contraceptive pill before your acne is actually going to respond. So I think it's a good treatment for you. You possibly have a hormonal underlying cause, and I would keep on it, and I think you're going to see a nice improvement in, like I said, 3 to 4 months, and I would add some creams with it to get the maximal benefit.
All right, more of your questions for Dr. Ronnie Munk coming up after the 7:30 report. We're also going to talk a bit about rosacea, another problem a lot of people deal with.
Another common issue.
Most definitely. So a lot more coming up with Dr. Ronnie Munk here on Skin Deep. Welcome back. This is Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Munk. My name is Dan Spector, and Dr. Ronnie Munk is a dermatologist here answering your questions. We've been focusing on acne, and we also want to talk about rosacea, but let's get to some of your questions before we go on any further. Sophie's out in Pierrefonds. Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Sophie.
I have a question about the combination of retinol and benzoyl peroxide that you talked about. So if we wanted to get treatment with 5% benzoyl peroxide that you said is available, can we mix, or do the retinol treatment at the same time? And for how long do you have to do that?
Yeah, so most retinol creams actually cannot mix with benzoyl peroxide because the benzoyl peroxide will break down the retinol. However, there's been a new cream that's been released in the past couple years, which is the first ever combination retinol / benzoyl peroxide in one cream. It's called Tac2Pump, and it's by prescription only, and that is the only time where you can really mix both together at the same time. Otherwise, I get patients to use one in the morning, one at night. So patients can use both together, but just not at the same time. However, Tac2Pump is a once nightly application, and that's probably my first line treatment for a lot of patients with mild acne on their face where they're just clogging their pores.
All right. Thanks very much for that call, Sophie. Let's move on to Penny out in Côte Saint-Luc. Penny, go ahead.
I was just diagnosed with rosacea. I would like to know exactly what that is and how it can be treated. Can you treat rosacea?
So that's a great question, Penny. So rosacea is a very common condition that, I'd say
I'm a woman in my 60s.
Well, you know what? It's still quite common. 5 to 10% of everybody has rosacea. And basically what it is you tend to be an easy flusher and blusher. And initially when it starts, you know, you tend to always have that history of you were an easy flusher. And initially that redness that you get kind of comes and goes. But at some point in our lives, it tends to stay. And that's just the natural progression of rosacea. That redness, initially it's transient, then it becomes permanent. And as the rosacea tends to progress, you know, people tend to get more red in the face. They tend to get little veins apparent on their cheeks and their nose and their chin. That's one subtype of rosacea. That's called erythematotelangiectatic rosacea, where Whoa. You just get very, very red and veiny. However, there's another common subtype of rosacea where people get a lot of pimples, and it can actually look a lot like teenage acne. But it's not acne. It's not teenage acne. It's, in fact, just inflammatory rosacea. So different types of rosacea, very common to be diagnosed with it later in adulthood, and there's fantastic treatments depending on the subtype of rosacea. For example, if you tend to be an adult and you have those pimples and they're associated with your rosacea, there's great creams, things such as Metrogel, for example, or Rosiver cream. These are newer creams that tend to be anti-inflammatory and will reduce the pimples. And there's antibiotic pills that are also very helpful in being anti-inflammatory and reducing the inflammation in the pimples.
And what causes rosacea?
So like I said, you're an easy flusher and blusher. Those blood vessels you have under the skin tend to dilate. And the more they dilate, the more the blood kind of leaves those veins and gets into the skin around. And that causes inflammation. And if the inflammation builds up, then you tend to get more breakouts and pimples. And like I said, it looks like acne, but in fact, it's not acne. The subtype of rosacea where you just get red and people have a lot of redness, and you know, a lot of people don't know this, but there's great treatments out there for it. So laser treatments, number one treatment for treating those red, so for patients with just redness in their face, either they're fully red or they just have big veins on their nose, on their cheeks, I do a great laser. There's the pulse dye laser, there's the XLV, Cutera laser, and those just target those blood vessels right below the surface of the skin and they dissipate. So really effective for evening out the skin tone and improving the redness for people that are self-conscious about it.
There's another question on the text board. Speaking of lasers, by the way, if you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, dermatologist, fire away. 514-800 is the text-in number. If you want to give us a call, it's 514-790-0800. Focusing on rosacea and on acne, but if you have any other questions, feel free. 514-800, the text number, 514-790-0800. If you want to give us a call. Somebody asks about laser. Which laser is good for acne scars on black skin?
It's tricky with black skin because you're so prone, like I said before, any inflammation in the skin can induce this temporary pigmentation and darkening of the skin. And lasers, of course, can induce some inflammation. So it's tricky. Me personally, in my office, I have a fractionated resurfacing that I do, and there's a special handpiece with it that is very, very safe for black skin types. So the darkest skin types I do treat in my office, and the results are fantastic, and the risks of changing the skin color or getting some pigmentation is really minimal. So as long as the settings are appropriate, the laser's appropriate, then it's safe to treat black skin. But not all lasers are equal, and not all lasers can be performed in darker skin types.
How do you choose, like, which laser?
That's the fun part about dermatology. There's always new technologies, new lasers. That's why I love it. That's why I do what I do.
Do you go to, like, the laser exhibition show?
I go every year to multiple conferences. You got to keep up to date because there's always new technologies coming out there. But actually, for acne scarring, I have the latest and the greatest. I do a procedure in my office called Fractura that is both, it's microneedling, so little needles into the skin to stimulate the collagen, and then it delivers a pulse of radio frequency energy, which helps to even tighten the collagen more. So the results are really fantastic for acne scarring in both white and black skin.
The technology, it's really gotten impressive now, huh? Like, if you think about even just like 10, 20 years ago, I'm sure there's been tons of advancements.
Oh, no question. Lasers have taken off in the past 10, 15 years. And every year I go to these conferences and I learn new techniques, new lasers. I always add lasers to my practice, and it's the fun part of the business.
If you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-800, the text number, 514-790-0800. If you want to call, you're listening to Skin Deep here on CJD 800. And by the way, if you've heard about Silk Peel, laser scar improvement, photodynamic therapy, any of these things. If you want to book an appointment with Dr. Ronnie Monk, a cosmetic appointment, you can give him a call. 514-937-2757. 514-937-2757 if you want to book an appointment with Dr. Ronnie Monk. So talking a bit more about rosacea, how does that mesh with the sun?
So, you know, what's important with rosacea, the more you tend to flush, the worse your rosacea is going to be. So when you're in the sun is a huge trigger for rosacea, and it causes a lot of flushing and blushing. So the more sun exposure you get, the worse the rosacea is. Mm-hmm. So all of my rosacea patients, I tell them, you got to get on a good sunscreen. You use it every day as your moisturizer, whether it's summer, winter, whether you're indoors or outdoors. I don't care. You need a sunscreen. That's number one. The other things, I mean, there's other triggers for rosacea that people should try to avoid. So all the good things in life tend to worsen rosacea. Things like alcohol.
Oh, really?
Wines, spicy foods, coffee, hot drinks, exercise. All of these things, actually, even though exercise is good for you and I recommend it, but all of these things, the more you do them, the worse your rosacea can get. So I tell people, I mean, you got to live. I'm not saying avoid them, but limit them, and your rosacea will thank you for it.
So those people who get red when they drink, mm-hmm. that's rosacea?
That's rosacea.
Really?
Yeah, the wine is dilating their blood vessels, and the blood's rushing to their face. And I mean, like I said, initially it's not a problem, but the more you flush, and the wine causes flushing, the more the inflammation gets, and then the worse the rosacea gets over time. But thankfully, there's great treatments for it.
There you go.
So if you're self-conscious about it and you want to improve your redness, call my office. We do it.
Go see Dr. Ronnie Monk. You can visit him online at monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. If you want to make a cosmetic appointment, 514-937-2757. We will get to some more of your questions for Dr. Monk. He's a dermatologist. He's here till 8 o'clock, 514-800 if you want to send us a text, and we'll answer some more of those questions. This is Skin Deep on CJD 800. Welcome back. 747. My name is Dan Spector. Dr. Ronnie Monk is here. He's a dermatologist, and he is answering your questions. We've been discussing acne, rosacea, and other stuff. So before any other further ado, let's get to some of your questions. Rachel is out in Montreal. Rachel, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ronnie Monk.
Yes, hi. I had a question regarding back acne.
Yeah.
I have been suffering from back acne for over 20 years. I'm an adult now, and I still get breakouts, and I've tried almost everything. I don't know what even causes it.
You know, it's variable. So it could be kind of run-of-the-mill acne where the pores are clogging up. But the other possibility is maybe you have a little bit of what's called folliculitis. And that's where we basically have bacteria that live on the skin, and everybody has that. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to really do with hygiene. But the bacteria gets into some of the hair follicles and causes pimples. And it's a common thing that a lot of people get on their body, on their legs, on their bum. And basically what I tend to do for that is I suggest people to use an antibacterial soap. Mm-hmm. So you can buy it. It's over the counter at any pharmacy. For example, there's one called Trisan, which is quite good. And wash your body with that, reduce the bacterial load. And then for the pimples, I mean, if it's mild, you know, you can always use an antibiotic cream to help limit the bacteria. And if it's more severe, then sometimes the antibiotic pills for a short amount of time can be quite helpful.
Right, true. I have tried antibiotics. They do work, but as soon as I'm off of them, the acne comes back.
Yeah. I mean, another option, like I talked about earlier, there's always photodynamic therapy that I do in my office, which is that light treatment that's quite good for reducing pimples on a longer term basis. So that's always something, you know, you can try in the future. Otherwise, you know, it's not always an easy problem. And like I said, it could be a chronic problem. So it's a matter of finding a solution that's going to work for you. Just trial and error, different things.
Thanks for the question, Rachel. Let's move on to Martha out in Laval. Martha, go ahead.
Hi, doctor. I'd like to give me a link with the psoriasis and arthritis. I had not all the time, but I had always a little bit of arthritis, and it is within the family. And all of a sudden, this winter, I was broken out all the way through my legs, whatever. I'm seeing a dermatologist tomorrow or whatever. But I want to know that there is a link between psoriasis and arthritis.
Yeah, so psoriasis is a very common condition. 2% of all people have psoriasis. We think it's an autoimmune condition where, you know, the skin just becomes very, very thick in certain areas. And there is a definite link with arthritis. So not everybody with psoriasis has arthritis, but there is a subtype called psoriatic arthritis where you get both of them. You have the skin psoriasis and you have arthritis. And the arthritis can vary from very mild arthritis to very severe arthritis that's very mutilating. So for sure there's a link. And if you do think you have arthritis, I think it's important to see a rheumatologist who's a doctor for joints and get them involved in the care as well.
Thanks for the question, Martha. We go to Carol. Carol, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Sorry you caught me with a mouthful of corn.
Oh, jeez.
Supper time.
Yes, I'm just having my supper. I got home late.
Where were you?
At another doctor.
Oh, gosh. Okay, go ahead, Carol. What's your question?
For arthritis. It's not a concern, but I've had puffiness under my left eye for years, and it just seems about 6-8 months ago it started under my right eye, and I'm trying to figure out what causes this.
Yeah,
and what can I do to diminish it? They seem to be getting quite swollen.
You know, swelling under the eyes is not uncommon, and there's a lot of different factors that can contribute. I mean, it's possible if you just have maybe a little bit of irritation or eczema under the eyelids, that can cause some swelling and puffiness. That tends to be itchy, and oftentimes it's from maybe you're irritated from a product you're using or something like that. So that's one option. I mean, then there's, you know, things like allergies can also cause some hives or swelling in the face under the eyelids. Is another option. You know, if you don't have any itchiness and it tends to kind of be persistent, then another option that, you know, is just kind of as we get older, sometimes the lymphatics don't drain as well under the eyes, and we can get kind of an anatomical normal type of swelling under the eyes. So, I mean, the first thing is to make sure it's not an allergy or eczema or some sort of pathological condition. But there's a lot of things it could be. I mean, if it's persistent, I would definitely go see a doctor to get it checked.
Thanks for the question, Carol. Let's move on to Sean out in Point St. Charles. Ooh, Sean, what's going on?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Munt. I'm your patient, and I just heard that you were on the radio, and just wanted to say that I'm just very grateful that you're my doctor. I think that my experience has just been so positive. Getting older now, so I'm a little bit concerned about sun damage or, you know, those kinds of things, and Dr. Munt is just very conscientious, super knowledgeable, great bedside manner, and the staff in his office are equally as great, and, you know, just decisive, take care of things, in and out, and feel well taken care of.
Oh, that's so nice. I really appreciate the feedback and the comments.
It's very nice of you, Sean.
I really appreciate having such a great doctor. You know?
Very nice of you, Sean. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for calling.
That's very, very sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
You're listening to Skin Deep on CJD 800 with Dr. Ronnie Munk. He's a dermatologist. You can check him out online at munkmd.com. That's munkmd.com, and he has all kinds of different treatments for acne, for rosacea, silk peel, laser scar improvement, photodynamic therapy. If you're interested in any of that, 514-937-2757 is the number to call for a cosmetic appointment. That's 514-937-2757. If you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Munk, we've got a few minutes left, so you can get him in now. 514-800 is the text-in number, 514-790-0800. If you want to give us a call, go to the text board for a sec here. Somebody's saying, I don't have any pimples on my face, but it's very oily. Is there any treatment that you recommend to reduce the amount of oil?
Yeah, it's a common problem, oily skin. You know, the things that are important, number one is evaluate your skincare routine. You shouldn't be putting anything on your face that's going to add fuel to the fire. Mm-hmm. So nothing with oils, nothing greasy, everything oil free. You should be using products that give a matte finish because that can help kind of give a less oily look.
Mm-hmm.
I think retinol creams are great in reducing some of the oil production in the skin. But having oily skin, again, it's more genetic. It's not an easy problem to correct. The last thing that I do that I find is very helpful for oily skin is actually that photodynamic therapy because it gets into those oil oil glands, and it shrinks those oil glands for a long-term basis. So that's what I do most of the time in my office. I combine topical creams like retinols with photodynamic therapy, and I find the results are excellent and patient satisfaction is quite high.
Okay, let's get to more of your questions. Juanita's on the line. Juanita, go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to know if you have any experience with intralesional laser therapy. I'm talking specifically for granulomas related to Dermalive.
To Dermalive. So for those who don't know, Dermalive is a filler that was used many years ago, actually. More longer-lasting filler, and I believe it had, you know, it stopped being used because a lot of people got a lot of reactions to it, and they got kind of these what are called granulomas, or they got bumps and lumps forming under their skin. To be honest with you, Juanita, I have not heard of any intralesional lasers. I mean, I've heard of injections with lasers for leg veins, which is one thing, but I have not heard of anything for granulomas under the skin. I don't have any experience with it, and I know I speak to my colleagues a lot, and I go to meetings and stuff, and I haven't heard anything. I'm sorry, I can't help you there.
Another texter says, what about blackheads that keep reappearing in the same exact pores every time?
Yeah, I mean, that's what blackheads do. They keep coming back. So that's why you need some sort of exfoliation. And whether you're going to use retinols, salicylic acid, glycolic acid, something to exfoliate your skin, you got to do it. And, you know, if you stop using what exfoliates you, they're going to recur in the same spots. So get on the routine of using them frequently. And like I said, that's something I often do silk peels for in my office. That's very helpful.
Okay, let's get to another one of your questions. Sarah's on the line. Sarah, go ahead.
Hi. My question is, I have acne all over on my face, on my cheeks and on my back, and I want to know if there's, I've tried everything, and I want to know if I have other options.
Aside from medications, you're saying?
Yeah, I've tried no medications, but like products. Like I've tried Proactive, I tried things from the pharmacy, like a bunch of creams.
Yeah, I mean, if you've tried some of the over the counter stuff, then you know you need stronger things. So
I've bought things from the I was going to go on Accutane, but I was nervous about the side effects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would urge you, either you go on stronger creams. I don't know if you've tried that before. Otherwise, there's always different pills like antibiotic pills. There's contraceptive pills. And finally, there's physical treatments, you know, for people that don't want to be on pills. Like I mentioned, there's the photodynamic therapy I do. That's fantastic for acne, anywhere from 2 to 4 sessions. And it does clear up your acne quite drastically. And it's without any medication or much side effects. So that's a good alternative for people that have really tried many things without much success. We can do chemical peels on you with salicylic acid. We could do silk peel with salicylic acid. And finally, you know, worst case scenario, there's always Accutane. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the options of what you can do for your acne.
And if you're interested in any of said options, you could always make a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Monk. 514-937-2757 is the number to call. 514-937-2757. You could also visit him online at monkmd.com. MUNKMD.com. Ronnie Monk, dermatologist here on Skin Deep on CJD. Running out of time, let's get to a couple more quick questions. We've got Carol on the line. Go ahead. Carol, are you there?
Hello?
Carol, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much for taking my call. Okay. I was told I have Mila.
Yes.
M-I-L-A or L-L-A. I don't know.
Yes.
But I know that it's little white pimples. They're very hard.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, if I keep touching them, they'll just pop off.
Yes.
And if not, they just stay there. They're horrible and ugly.
Yeah.
On the face and on the chin also.
Yeah, so that's a common problem. I mean, milia, they're basically clogged pores. So it's not acne. They're actually different, and they tend to occur, you know, in women, men in their 50s, 60s, and later years. But it's kind of like acne, where you're just clogging your pores. So treatments are similar. I get them on retinol creams. We do some peels, silk peel or chemical peels, and that's really, really helpful for removing milia. And finally, if those don't work, what I do is I manually extract them. So a little procedure where I just pop them and scrape them off, and they heal great. So if you're having problems with it, you could always come see me.
Thank you very much for all your questions via text and via call. Really appreciate it. Dr. Ronnie Monk, this has been Skin Deep.
I do want to say, Dan, before we end,
please,
that if anybody has any questions about photodynamic therapy, silk peel, any of the laser treatments I do, if you go on my website, monkmd.com, there's great information on there. I've actually personally written the content on the website, so it answers a lot of questions about what these treatments are, what you can expect, and of course, you can always call my staff. I mean, they're very helpful. They're knowledgeable about the procedures, and they'll explain it to you. Last but not least, got a shout out to my three girls, Gabby, Jamie, Avery. They should be sleeping by now. I know they're not. They're listening to me, but I love them. Have to shout out to them.
So you can check out Dr. Ronnie Monk on his website, munkmd.com. Give him a call, 514-937-2757. This has been Skin Deep. The Exchange is coming up right after the news.